සභාව කල් තැබීම ගරු රාජ්‍ය පරිපාලන අමාත්‍යතුමා.
මූලාසනාරූඪ ගරු මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි, පාර්ලිමේන්තුව 2025 මාර්තු 20 වැනි බ්‍රහස්පතින්දා පූර්වභාග 9:30 දක්වා කල් තැබිය යුතු යැයි මම යෝජනා කරමි.
සභාව කල් තබන අවස්ථාවේ යෝජනාව ගරු පාර්ලිමේන්තු මන්ත්‍රී ජනාධිපති නීතිඥ එම් නිෂාම් කාර්යප්පර මැතිතුමා.
Thank you very much.
10ක කාලයක් ලැබෙන ඔබතුමාට.
Minutes
10යි.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I rise today to bring an adjournment motion on a very important matter. Mr. Chairman, the unexpected and forced retirement of senior executive level officers mandated by the Public Administration Circular Number 19 of 2022, dated 14/9/2022, reduced the retirement age of public officers to 6 years with effect from 1/1/2023. This decision had serious consequences, particularly in specialized services such as the Sri Lanka Foreign Services. As a result, there is now a shortage of professionally qualified diplomats to represent Sri Lanka in missions abroad and serve in the Foreign Ministry and the Department of Commerce. Recognizing the critical shortage of senior officers in the public service, the government had previously issued this Public Administrative Circular Number 2 of 2022, dated 6/1/2022, extending the retirement age to 65 years, with effect from 1/1/2022. The extension was formalized through a Government Gazette Extraordinary Number 2263/5, dated 19/1/2022. The extension was necessary, Mr. Chairman, because many branches of the public service had not conducted the regular recruitment due to the budgetary constraints caused by the economic difficulties and the country was facing at that time. However, the former government of President Ranil Wickremesinghe reversed the policy through Public Administration Circular No. 19/2022, reducing the retirement age to 60 years. This decision was taken, it's like throwing out the baby with the bath water. Mr. Chairman, the negative impact of this policy was immediately felt, particularly in professional management and technical services. For instance, the Sri Lanka Railway, already suffering from severe shortage of engine drivers, was forced to re-employ retired drivers on a contract basis while continuing to pay them full pensions, an outcome that increased the government expenditure and proved counterproductive. Well, they have to pay the pension as well as you have to pay re-employment contractual basis salary. While it is understandable that a public service is overstaffed, the real issue lies at the subordinate, clerical and non-executive and a minor grade level. However, at the senior executive level, situation is entirely different. The Attorney General Department, where I cut my teeth in the legal profession as a state counsel, has also been severely affected. Media reports indicate that over 29,000 pending files have further exacerbated the backlog of courts cases due to the shortage of prosecuting officers. Specialized medical doctors, one of the affected groups, successfully challenged this decision in the Court of Appeal, which ruled that their service should be retained until age of 63. A similar approach should be adopted for other critical services which faces shortage. I am aware that the Foreign Ministry of all the ministries is struggling due to the lack of experienced senior executive level officers and is finding it difficult to identify skilled personnel for foreign mission. As a result, the government is now reverting to the past practice of appointing individuals from outside the foreign service, a practice that was previously criticized by your government, your party, which is now in government. I have a copy of the Hansard when this was questioned sometimes back. A viable solution, as demonstrated by the Health Ministry, would be re-employ the experienced senior officers who were forced to premature retirement due to the Public Administration Circular No. 19 of 2022, rather than resorting to an external appointment. Mr. Speaker, by doing so, foreign services officers affected by this policy could be re-employed while retaining their seniority at the time of their enforced retirement. This will allow foreign service to be benefited from their experience, expertise, while also reducing government expenditure by suspending pension payment for the re-employed contract basis. Sabhapati Tumani, meka hari me itamat avadanen me sambandhe man rajyen illa sitinawa poddak salaka balanna mokada me usas matteme thibena sevakyan niladaringe aduwa emnattam unathawaya විශාල වශයෙන් බලපානවා මේ රටේ අර විශේෂ විශේෂිත ස්ථානවල නීතිපති දෙපාර්තමේන්තුව විදේශ සේවා මොකද එතන ස්ථානාධිපති පත් කිරීමේදී මොකද අපි පරණ ක්‍රමයට අපි හැමදැනම විවේචන කරපු ක්‍රමයට අර පිටෙන් දේශපාලනට හෝ වෙන හේතුන් නිසා තියෙන කට්ටිය ආපහු එන්න ගන්න පටන් ගත්තම අර පරණ සිස්ටම් චේන්ජ් එකක් නැති වෙනවා පරණ ක්‍රමයට යනවා මෙතන දැන් ඒක මෙතෙක් දුක් මෙතෙක් කල් ඒ වෙන වෙන ආණ්ඩුවත් කරගෙන ගියා නැත්තේ නෑ මම පිළිගන්නවා ඒ වුණාට දැන් අපි අලුත් සදාචාරයක් අලුත් සංස්කෘතියක් පටන් අරගෙන තිබෙන අවස්ථාවේදී මම ආණ්ඩුවට යෝජනා කරන්නේ මේ සර්කියුලර් එක නැවත ස්ථාපනය නොකළත් කමක් නෑ ප්‍රතිපත්තියක් හැටියට තීරණයක් ගන්න පුළුවන් දැනටම අර අර උච්ච අවුරුදු 63 නැත්නම් 65 දෙකෙන් එකක් අරගෙන ඒ අවුරුදු 63ක් ඇතුළත සිටින ඉහළතල නිලධාරී විශේෂයෙන් විදේශ සේවා සම්බන්ධයෙන් එහෙම නැත්නම් අනෙකුත් විශේෂිත දෙපාර්තමේන්තුවල ඒ සේවකයන්ට ඒ විකල්පය දෙන්න පුළුවන් ඔබට කැමති නම් නැවත එන්න පුළුවන් හැබැයි එහෙම ආවොත් ඔයගලන්ගේ පෙන්ෂන් එක ලැබෙන්නේ නැහැ අපි දිගටම පඩිය ගෙවනවා අර 63 දී නැවත පෙන්ෂන් එක ලැබෙනවා අනේ ඒ වගේ විකල්පයක් ලබා දෙන ක්‍රමවේදයක් ලබා දෙනවා නම් ඉතා සුදුසියයි කියමින් මේ යෝජනාව ධනාත්මක ලෙස බලන ලෙස ඉල්ලා සිටිමින් කතා අවසන් කරන ස්තුතියි.